how I would look at it is I would say setting goals puts you on offense. Not setting goals means you're playing defense the whole year. Problems and issues are coming at you, and you're just on the defense trying to solve them as they're coming. When goals keep you on the offense.
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome to the Real Business Owners Podcast. We've got episode 136 today for you guys. Of course, you've got myself, Kale Goodman,
and
you got also over here
the unit, the T.
T Cowley Trev.
You got Kilo G and T Unit because it's a brand new year. We're going by nicknames the entire year. You don't call us that. No, I was just messing around. I'm moving quickly. So
you guys listen, we've got it's end of the year for us, okay? But you're gonna be listening to this first of the year. And right now we're kind of balls deep into our not only finishing the year end, because there's been a lot to do now. Holy shit. It's just been go. But we're also making the time to plan out our 2022. And we want to talk to you guys about some of that stuff. And we hope you're doing the same. If you haven't, if you've been grinding so hard to finish out your 2021, it's still not too late. Even though you're listening to this probably January 3rd, the first week of the year, it's not too late for you guys to really sit down and set some intentional goals. I guess really to start off, I will say I did that, okay? 2019, bro, I sat down. I mapped out everything to
2020.
Or 2020, yeah. 2020, I sat down. I mapped out everything, like how many books I was going to read, what books they were, what I was going to execute on, what my goals were. And, dude, I went through the year checking this shit off the list. Right. And then 2021, I don't want to blame shit on COVID. I really don't. I just didn't do it. Right. Like I had like goals in my head and I was like, I knew, and I was on a path and I knew what I wanted to do throughout the year, but I didn't hit hardly any of those goals, man. Like we still had a great year, amazing year. We hit income goals. We did these things, but I didn't sit down and actually like map out a real good intentional, like list of things to do.
That's going to force you to produce. That's going to force you to. Basically, what I see goals as is almost like your North Star.
Yeah.
If it's February or March and you're starting to feel down or you're hitting a funk early in the year, like what are some of the things that are ultimately going to be your North Star? In other words, things that help you make the right decision in a certain situation or scenario.
Yeah.
Almost like core values, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Right? Like if somebody has core values, they can always default back to that.
Right.
As like, if I'm in a tough spot, I need to make a decision that's hard, they can default back to their core values and say, okay, this is my North Star. This is going to ultimately help me make the decision that is going to be best for my life, for my business, for my family, whatever it is, right? And goals are that for you as an individual as well, right? And
absolutely.
So maybe somebody's goals is to create a set of personal core values that they operate by. I don't know, right? But everybody needs some sort of North Star or compass that's pointing them in the right direction when they hit a tough spot, right? And goals put you in a situation where even when you're kind of feeling down and out, but you have this thing that you're staring at every day, maybe you have it on your mirror every morning you wake up to go get in the shower, brush your teeth or whatever, your goals are right there constantly reminding you. So my goals for last year, me, my wife, my kids, we did it just on New Year's Eve, you know, where we wrote our goals down. And then she did something to where she kind of put it on a more of a, like a laminate thing or whatever, kind of protected it. And then she hung them up where I get dressed,
nice,
you know, every day. So it's still sitting there in my closet. The pilot license one is the one that I see every day that irks me. You know, I'm just like, fuck that thing's been a daunting task.
You know,
because I was like, it says, pilot's license by June.
Yeah.
Says buy a plane by July.
Yeah.
And here we are, you know, it's December now for us. Obviously, people are listening in January. But those are some things that I haven't been able to do up to this point. Obviously, certain things are outside of your control when you're setting goals. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't set goals, right? Like, I can't control the FAA taking 8 months to communicate back and forth because they only send a letter out every 2 months. And I've had It's a new year, bro.
Yeah,
I'm jumbled.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the pilot terminology, bro.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with some high-level terminology. No, it's called communication. It takes 2 months in between communication, right? So you send something off, you get something back like 2 months later.
Yeah, they're slow, they just dude. Keep everything government's things. Slow, you know?
So it is what it is, you know?
And sometimes shit is, dude. It's outside your control, yeah. Bro. Like, I didn't put it down as a hard goal because I didn't do that this last year, dude. Like, I just had in my head goals, right? Yeah. So... we always have these big visions, right? We have these big, huge visions, which is like, you know, like you talk about like kind of our North Star, but you got to have all these targets to get to that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so like, man, I'm thinking 10 years down the road all the time. I'm a very, very active future thinker, which I think does serve me very well. But if you don't have your yearly like goals or targets or benchmarks to hit that bigger vision, you know, year after year, that's leading you to that, man, you're setting yourself short. You're selling yourself short. And I've felt that over the last 2 years, a big swing in that, right? Still did a lot of productive shit this year, but I'm telling you, it just wasn't the same. I'm going to blame COVID. I'm not going to blame any of this weird shit. It was me. It was my choice to not actually make it a priority last year to really do that. Right. And some things do happen outside your control, dude, like the FAA shit, you know, like, I set my goal to launch the book last summer and I didn't hit it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do it by the end of the year. Well, here I am. I'm done. I'm done with everything. But now the editors and the Amazon, like people that I've hired to help me do the marketing and set up everything, they're coming back and they're like, oh, now we need these little things, which I'm getting to them. But they're finishing up some things and some editing. And I'm like, damn, I'm not going to be able to launch it by end of this year, but I'm still going to launch it by my birthday or January 15th, because that's the launch date we set. And, I guess I'll count it as a 2021 win or kind of an in the head goal, but it's just not the same.
It's off of your plate.
I could have done it.
It's off your plate. Yeah. You know what I mean? You did, but at the same time, if you didn't have that goal set, maybe it would have came out in July of 2022.
Yeah.
So instead of January 15th, 2022, right? So we might not hit some of the goals that we set down for ourselves or write down for ourselves, whether it's us or you guys listening, it doesn't necessarily matter. It's still a North Star, still a compass. It's still something to keep you honest and keep your foot to the fire so that you're continuing to push yourself. Yeah. I mean, it's the beginning of a new year. You know, everybody's had all the excuses in the world the last 2 years, like a COVID situation or whatever it is, right? To kind of pull back, and nobody's going to fault them for really not accomplishing much in the last year or 2 years or whatever. Everybody's going to give everybody pretty much a pass and say, we get it, totally understand. But like we this is kind of our new normal.
Yeah.
Like, when the fuck are you going to adapt? When the fuck are you going to make some adjustments to the actual environment that you have to operate in?
Absolutely.
This is the environment that we're in right now. So we can either continue to hunker down and wait for the storm to pass. Could be another year. It could be 2 years. It could be till the fucking Joe Biden's out of office in 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, God forbid, you know, that's all it is. Hopefully, you know,
I can't imagine he's even alive.
Yeah.
After his first term.
Anyways, doesn't look like
you see all those conspiracies that he's like a robot or that he's like got a clone or they've done like surgery someone else to make it look like him. But I was like, I don't believe any of it, right? But I was like, dude, he has been talking a little sharper lately on clips I've seen, you know? And his voice even sounded a little deeper. I'm like, something's weird with this dude.
Well, here we are, right?
Here we are.
We could sit here and we could talk about Biden being real or fake, or COVID being real or fake, or COVID being the reason why you aren't where you want to be, or Biden's the reason. Look, we made more money this last year than we have any other year underneath Biden during a COVID situation.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the God's honest truth, and by a pretty hefty margin.
Yeah.
Right? So our income increased from 2019 to 2020. Guess what?
Yeah.
From 2020 to 2021, our income still increased.
Right.
Does that necessarily mean that we didn't find issues or problems that we had to create solutions for? Absolutely not. Of course, we ran into bigger issues, bigger problems, and had to redo a lot of different things in different companies in order to accomplish the goals that we have. But I think that the biggest issue is people, they're not adapting. That's really the biggest issue. Stop using the current climate or environment as an excuse to buy yourself out of the thing that you know that you need to be doing that's going to connect you to the goal that you set for yourself.
Yeah.
And when you actually write your goals down and you stare at them, I feel fucking guilty.
I do too.
Seeing that in my closet getting dressed on the two things that I didn't accomplish, because it's like, fuck, you know, I'm staring at the thing that I should have done, yep. and it's staring right back at me, and it's forcing me to stay honest. Exactly. It's forcing me to have those things that were important to me going into a new year stay top of mind throughout the new year. We can set beautiful, wonderful goals, but if we just never reflect back on them or don't put them up somewhere where they're visually available to us pretty frequently, yeah. it's very easy for you to distance yourself from the emotion that you had when you created those goals.
Yeah.
Right. And because when we're creating goals, we're in this dreamlike state. We're in this visionary state and it feels good. Like, man, I want to increase revenue by $2 million or $1 million or whatever it is. And I would suggest to people, like, look, if your goal is to increase by $1 million and let's say you do $1 million a year right now in revenue and you have 6 employees, what should the real goal be? Not $1 million in revenue. The real goal, to break it down to and make it simple, right. should be having another 6 employees. Like, that's my goal this year.
Yeah.
Why? Because I know by default with these 6 employees, I did $1 million. So if I duplicate that, then maybe I'll have $2 million.
Right.
And so in some cases, yeah, it would be nice. We throw out big numbers, but what's the actual game plan in order to bring that to life, right?
Absolutely.
And so I think that's where a lot of people miss out on goals, is they're really just not adding the piece that ultimately can bring
they're
it.
They're not
to
actually
life.
Building the map to the destination. Correct. They're just like putting a thing out, right? Yeah. And I've always been a goal setter. But dude, in 2020, like, it really was like a map, right?
Yeah.
Down to the little details of what books I was going to read that year, yeah. and how many of them, and you know, all those things, right? But I'm telling you guys, you know, just that last year was really the first year I wasn't super intentional with it, and it's huge difference. I think it's like, you ever see that dude? He gets fit. He's a really fit dude. He owns a fitness brand, and he goes fat to fit again. Yeah. And I was like, dude, I feel like I did that last year. Like, it was just like, you know, so intentional all the time. Yeah. I was so dialed. And then I was kind of like, I wasn't trying to half-ass things, but I was like, oh, I know what I want to do. Like, I just didn't make the time for it. And as the year went on, I kept being like, well, I know what I'm trying to do. I just didn't actually sit down and build that map. Mm-hmm. Right. And so this year has gone by, that's what I sat back and I've reflected on just recently. I'm like, okay. You know, which prompted a call to Trev, and I was like, yo, we need to map out some of the things that we're working on. Because you guys can understand, we got multiple companies, right? Mm-hmm. And so I've already been crushing out. Like, I filmed a whole tax course and money course. I shouldn't call it tax. There's a lot of money stuff in there. A whole money course for entrepreneurs, stuff they need to know, specifically for easier accounting and the ads and the stuff that we're going to be selling and running this year to really take control of our own lead generation as opposed to relying on, you know, all of our relationships. Although we love our relationships, like, we want to control our own destiny as well. We want to have that bucket completely solidified, and we know how to run ads. So I don't know why we haven't done it yet. Right. And so that's part of the goals this year. Trev and I are rolling out the mastermind that we've talked to you guys about for years now, like the group that we want to put together. We still for years now have had people constantly reaching out. When are you guys doing it? When are you doing it? Now it's becoming an intentional goal. And not only are we rolling that out first of the year, but we're mapping out those things this year on what that is going to look like next year. And so we've got all these things that we're rolling out, but we're doing the work still to finish up 2021, all while we're still becoming and you know, putting these things down together for each of our companies. And I have a little scheduled time out with Kaylee as well. We're going to do our personal ones. And so I forgot you guys did that with this family last year. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't think about including the kids like that.
Yeah. The kids had their little ones or whatever as well. You know, I mean, obviously those ones can get a little silly. but at least it's muscle memory, right? Mm-hmm. If they're used to setting goals and having something to work towards, then that's a healthy habit to start at a young age, right? Yeah. You know, nobody told me to do that when I was a kid. You know, the only goal was to get out of the hood, you know, get out of the old neighborhood. Everybody wanted that, but it's just rare that it happens because, you know.
I want a Honda Prelude, man.
Yeah, I wanted a Prelude with rims, with, you know, a thumping speaker and a spoiler. And I wanted to have a fucking sick exhaust.
At least you had the details in there.
I wanted everybody to hear me coming with chromies and shit on my stuff. You know, like all of that. You know, that's what it would have been as a kid. It would have been like a barbed wire tattoo, which is cool. Name on your back and a Prelude or something or whatever. But our goals adjust as we adjust, you know, as we evolve.
Visions evolve, man.
You know?
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is, what's cool about setting goals is like, even though that we accomplished more this year than we did last year, and you're saying, hey, you know, I didn't feel as intentional this year as I did the previous year because I didn't set goals. And I think part of that is, if you would have set the goals, you know, you probably, what if you would have set goals that you would have hit anyways?
Yeah.
But you just never set them. I think setting them and hitting them gives you a little bit of self-worth and gives you almost like a progress report at the end of the year where you feel like, okay, I wrote down these six or seven or eight things and, you know, five of them I crossed off.
Yeah.
Five out of the six or five out of the seven or five out of the eight or whatever it is. And it's showing you a progress report just like they did in school when you were young. Like, here's your midterm grade, which mine, you know, there was never progress on that. It was just D minuses and F. And so I never liked those reports, right?
Yeah.
And so the idea is, how could you feel more self-worth?
Mm-hmm.
How can you feel with greater confidence? Some of these things happen by doing all of the little micro things like setting goals. You know, some, I've heard people do it different ways too. Some people set quarterly goals.
Yeah.
Like, this is the goal that I want to try to accomplish on quarter one. This is the goal I want to try to accomplish on quarter two, three, four. So they're literally, it's like 3 month goals at a time. Like, I need to hire three people in quarter one.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be just as simple as that. And you go out and add three people to your staff on quarter one. Quarter two, I need to dial in my marketing better.
Yeah.
Quarter two is pure marketing. I'm going to figure out how to generate my own lead for myself or whatever it is. Quarter three, I'm going to start delegating some of these tasks and find a leader in my organization.
Right.
You know, just little things, because then it makes you be a little bit more intentional during those quarters. So I've heard that. And then I've also heard people do 12 goals, just one per month, because again, it makes you operate with more intention. Because when January's over and February's hit, that's a new goal, and it's going to kind of refocus you instead of having just goals one time a year,
right?
And so they, I've heard people do it a little bit differently. You know, me and Kel, I mean, I can't necessarily speak 100% for you, but I do them annually. I do annual goals, but I also have dates next to them. Like I said, like, I wanted, you know, to have my license by June, which would hold my foot to the fire. And if it's like after June and I'm staring at that every day, I'm like, fuck, I need to get this done. Like, I'm running behind. You almost feel like you're behind the eight ball a little bit, or running behind the clock, so to speak. Just like when you're late to work, that clock tells you to speed your ass up so that you can get to work without being late, right? If we didn't have that clock in our car or on our phones or on our wrists, we would just gander our way into work, you know, not knowing if we're late or not. And it wouldn't be a rush.
I think they call that island time, bro.
You know, I need some island time. We them island boys. But we're not on an island.
That's what they say, man. Like, out there in the island life, bro. Like, everybody just shows up when they show up, man.
It's like, yeah. It's like a contractor was supposed to be here 3 days ago. So they're just like, dude, it's island time. He'll get here. He'll get here when he gets here. And, like, they all just let it pass.
They do. It's everything like,
oh, you got so much to get done on the island that you couldn't be here for 3 days.
That's why they build them hotels. They fly a know. Workers out there, bro. Yeah, you know?
The labor force is like, we had on the locals,
bro. They're on island time.
Yeah, exactly. They'll get here when they get here, and it'll get fixed when it's fixed, and so it'll work when it's working. You know, that's whatever. Great mentality, I guess, if you live on an island.
Well, I felt the difference, and I'm almost glad I have, so that I could share it with, because I thought about that. The year goes by so fast. So I've been thinking about that. Really, I'm like, man, I really wasn't as intentional this year. I felt the difference, and so I'm glad to share it with the audience of people listening. Yes, I'm talking to you. You know, the ones that they know. Like, man, I wasn't that intentional either. Like, dude, I felt the difference on both sides. Like, I've always set goals, but that year I was super intentional. I built that roadmap. I had dates on there. Like, dude, it was like crazy gains, right? Not only just in the income and the businesses and all that stuff and your health and all that stuff, but just mentally, bro. Like, you know, I really felt leveled up that year much more. And I feel like I stayed on that level this year, but I don't feel like I leveled up more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so the thing, I just wanted to share that with people just since we're talking about goal setting is like, dude, I felt both sides. Like, it's worth taking the time, making the time. The year flies by, right? And so if it's January 3rd, you still haven't done it when you're listening to this, dude, like, sit down and do it. Carve out the time.
Well, maybe you've done it and you've done a half-assed job.
you know, mm-hmm. I'd like to make $150,000. I want to be, fit.
Yeah.
Okay. What is fit?
Right.
Like, is that 190 pounds on your frame? Is that 180 pounds on your frame? Is it 150 pounds on your frame?
Yeah.
Like, 150,000. That's great. So how much do you got to do monthly? How much do you got to do daily? If you're in sales, how many contacts do you have to try to contact? Like, what's your close ratio? Okay, if I call 100 people and I close 10% of the time and I got 10 deals and it takes X amount of deals in order to make $150,000, this is how many calls I got. I got to do 300 calls a day in order to hit the mark that I set for myself.
Yeah.
How I would look at it is I would say setting goals puts you on offense. Not setting goals means you're playing defense the whole year. Problems and issues are coming at you and you're just on the defense trying to solve them as they're coming. When goals keep you on the offense, yes, you can play defense every so often when you're dealing with issues, but when you're done playing defense, you immediately go back to offense because you have that North Star or that compass that's right. keeping you true to what you're trying to accomplish that year versus just staying on defense and letting the world beat the shit out of you. Cause if it's going to happen,
right.
It's going to happen. So you could either choose to, you know, play defense when necessary, then go back to offense when you've buttoned up whatever issues that you needed to address or whatever problem that you were facing. Once that's taken, back to the thing that's going to help you move the needle.
Right.
Sometimes we got to do the day-to-day shit that ultimately keeps us afloat, plugging those holes or solving those problems. But you can't stay stuck in that mode forever, because if all you're doing is plugging holes and solving that day's problems, that day's going to turn into next year,
exactly.
the next 2 years, the next 5 years. And guess what? You're still just the person that's plugging the holes
and, you don't
and solving problems.
Right.
And you're not making any personal progress in life. You're probably not making a whole lot of financial progress. Because how can you, if you're not able to spend the time focusing on your business, how can you, if you're not necessarily setting goals and creating a vision for how you want your life to turn out? You're just dealing with whatever comes at you and you have no idea what's going to come at you. So you deal with that and then you wait for the next problem in order to deal with it again. You have to be able to shift back from defense to offense. And that's where most people lack. They get stuck in defensive mode and they're just dealing with the shit. And then they never go back on offense to try to grow their business. And part of the thing that might be slowing you down and the reason why you can't play offense is because you need somebody else that you can delegate some of the shit to.
Right.
But yet you're too controlling to give up that portion of your business because it's your baby. It's your business. They can't do it like you can do it. Guess what? I've had that mindset too. And there's somebody else operating the business that I handed down and doing it at a higher level than I did it. It went from like 2.5 million. Now it's doing 4 million, right? Because sometimes a business needs a fresh set of eyes, a new perspective. In some cases that can go extremely south. In some cases it can go, you know, north, you know, I guess if we're talking about compasses, north stars and south and north, you know,
all right.
I'm going to keep it true to the theme, you know? So,
well, sometimes there's the other side of that though, too, where it's like, you don't delegate cause you're like, oh, I don't want to burden them. I can just do it. I've been doing it. Right. Like I've done that, you know, where I'm like, oh, I don't want to delegate these duties over them. They're probably busy over here. And it's like, dude, you know, you start giving that stuff to them. Now they feel more empowered and then they freaking own it or kill it. And then now they opened up an opportunity for you to pay them more or whatever. Right. And so I've seen that happen with me too. Instead of like holding on to it, cause there's a lot of things I wanted to let go of, but I was just like, oh, they're busy. Like our sales manager, right. Yeah. He doesn't want to take on all these administrative things or, you know, he's already trying to like rally the team and do, you know, and lead the team and do the sales calls himself and everything. And so I didn't want to give some of these reporting things to him that would have been quickest or more effective for him to just do. Right. And
but
I just felt bad doing it. I'm like, I don't want to put one more thing on his plate. Well, guess what? He fucking owned it and it leveled him up, empowered him.
And they'll be texting us. Let me know if you guys need anything. Let me know if you guys need help with anything. Let me know. Yeah. So not only do they take that and they run with it and do it at a high level, they're also asking where else,
right,
they can
help. What more can I do?
Where else can I serve?
Yeah.
And so maybe you're not giving your people enough credit. Maybe you haven't developed them enough and even given them an opportunity to shine because you're taking it all on yourself.
Yeah.
How do you know if you have true all-stars and people that work for you that can actually produce and perform at a high level if you're not giving them the opportunity to perform at a high level, right? So saying that nobody else can do what I can, that's hating, dude.
Yeah.
Putting way too much emphasis on your own confidence and ego that you're just the best that ever existed and nobody's ever going to supersede that or be able to do what you do. So don't hate, delegate, fool.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't hate on what you think they can or can't do. Just delegate it and let the freaking data be the data, because the data doesn't lie. And the only way you get data is by doing.
Well, when I showed up to the Christmas party, I felt very grateful and guilty at the same time, right? But ultimately grateful, right? Because we used to do all the hiring, and then we would always get to know everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And now I'm sitting in this room of our company. It's like grown quite a bit. Yeah. We've weeded some people out. We've got new, fresh people in, and you know they're excited, and it's just a new environment. It's just totally like leveled up people. I don't know all their names. I don't know everything about them. And I think it's important for you to know those things. And so it's important to go and know your people and get to know them and learn about their families. And so I think that is important. No, but it's also, I'm like, you don't need to feel guilty about it forever, right? Like, you got time to do that. It's also kind of cool to know, like, man, I've delegated. There's people here I get to know. I've got to spend that time a little bit and get to know some of them. But, man, look what we've grown to, and the caliber of the people that it is, too. Like,
and you're, like, looking at it, you're like, well, the company's growing, but I haven't grown it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't hire that person, but normally you're doing a lot. I mean, you're wearing 30 different hats when you, you know, start out, and on year two, maybe 20, and year three, 10, and then you just never give up your 10.
Yeah.
Maybe it's this time where it's delegate those 10 hats out to other people or whatever, right? And so, really, guys, the whole point of us, you guys have, the diehards, the individuals that have been with us for many, many years, listen to, you know, every episode. First off, shout out to you. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And secondly, you know, we've been telling you guys now for about 6 months that we're in the process of delegating, putting leadership, you know, people in place to operate, you know, our businesses, which is difficult to do.
Yeah.
Look, we're just as guilty as the shit that we're talking on the people that aren't doing it yet.
Yeah.
Because we were there, you know, 12 months ago,
it's true.
18 months ago, where nobody could do what we can do. Nobody's going to grow this thing the way that we can grow it. Nobody has the vision that we, you know, whatever, right?
Right.
Whatever bullshit excuse you tell yourself so that you keep doing that shit and try to feel good about it because you're the only one that can do it, so I have to.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, there's, you know, Andrew over there, spreadsheet wizard. You hand him shit, and it's like, it gets streamlined. And it's like,
Casey took a referral partner to lunch today. He just told me about it. I'm like, hell yeah, that was my role, bro. Yeah. For how long? He's like, now he's finding his own buckets of business. And I'm like,
everyone's finding their own lanes, and they're riding in those grooves, and they're starting to really step up and do an amazing job. But the only reason why we've done that is so that we could start focusing on real business owners more.
Right.
So that we can spend more time and effort. We've told a million people that have sent us messages, are you guys going to coach? Do you do mentoring? Hey, do you guys take call? No, we don't. You know, like, we're not out here to try to be, you know, a business coach or a, you know, we make our money through business.
Right.
That's like the real shit. Like, we know there's people out there that just coach because they're better coaches than they are entrepreneurs.
Right.
You know, that's just a fact. It's not talking shit. I mean, some of them don't own businesses. Well,
some people do talk shit on it because there's a lot of fakes out there. Like, they know what to say, but they don't know how to do, but they're trying to tell people how to do. And, you know, like, there are some stupid, shitty coaches. I don't even want to look at us or our group that we're going to form here, the Real Business Owners Community.
Yeah.
I don't even want to view it as like we're your coach. Like, but we are damn good problem solvers. We're damn good at, like, just areas like our networking and bringing networks together, and like, there's gonna be so much value in that. And so it's almost like a passion of ours. I don't want to speak for you, but I feel like it's a passion of ours, like, to build this community, right? And like, I think that you know, it's been a goal of ours all through 2021, but now Trev and I are actually sitting down hammering out the details because we're launching it very first of 2022. And man, I'm excited for who we bring on. Like, we don't want to just bring anybody on because we're putting structure to it right now. We want it to be like an OG network, right? If it grows and it evolves, or when, like, I want the people that stick around, like, dude, they're a part of the network. Like, they not only came in and got like gains from our network and some of our problem solving and bringing the right people to the room and bringing the right selective members of it to the community, to the group, so that everybody can grow with each other. But man, like I'm already looking 5 years down the road from now of like, man, I know what it feels like to be like the OG in a group where it's like somebody asks for an accountant and like 50 people tag you. He's like, no, they're the best, right? Yeah. Like I want that for other people now with the community that we grow. So we are going to be super selective on who we bring in. You know, we're not going to just, if 100 people want to sign up, we're not going to take on 200 people. We're going to take on, like we talk about 30 to 40, somewhere between there.
30 to 40 people. We're going to work with 30 to 40 people. Obviously, you know, we're not trying to, you know, be in rooms with 500 people at a time. You know, the idea is to really get to know these individuals, you know, on a personal level and slowly, you know, turn that 30 to 40 into 60 to 80 people or then 100 people. What you guys need to understand is when we joined Apex, there was like 8 to 10 people sitting around a conference room table, staring at each other, saying, what's your problem and how can we help? And everybody had to go around the table, talk about the problem that they're facing. And then you have 8 to 10 other entrepreneurs that might be great in the area where you're lacking. And then they give you, hey, have you tried this? Have you done this? And now it's turned into thousands of people in Apex over the last 3 years that we've been a part of it. And what Kel's saying is every time somebody makes a post in some of these private groups that they need an accountant or they need a good big bookkeeper, we just get tagged over and over and over. Why? Because we're one of the OGs.
Right.
We've been around since everybody's been around.
Right.
And everybody knows that we're kind of the day one dudes almost to a certain extent outside of like two other people, like Desharm and who? Danny Blue, but he left and then came back. So, Blue, we got you beat. We're the OG.
Jessica Stroud.
She's an OG, triple OG.
Yeah, she's OG.
We're just double OGs.
Yeah. Thomas Keenan.
Thomas. Yeah. You know, so there's a couple of them, but you guys need to understand the impact that it's had on our business, the impact that we've had on their business as well. So it's a two-way street. We serve them. What are we doing right now? We're talking about a group that helped us level up and a mastermind that we joined that gave us confidence in masterminds in general, that these things do bring value. It's not just some bullshit thing where people are raking in money that sit at the top to throw the masterminds. And if it's done right, it will impact your life and it will change your life. So some of you guys maybe just don't have a direction on where you want your business to be in the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
That's why you join a mastermind. Maybe you just don't have like-minded people in your ecosystem. Your family's not like you. Right. Your friends aren't like you. There's a lot of people like, how do I find like-minded people in the DMs?
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know. Masterminds.
It's true.
These are people that are willing to spend money to invest into themselves, invest into their business, and invest in putting themselves around like-minded individuals. That's what we've done over the last 3 years, and the income would prove that it has worked.
It is true because if you're lacking with, you know, relationship at home, like it affects your business.
Yeah.
You know, if you're lacking with connecting with your employees, it obviously affects your business.
Direction of where you want to take your business.
Yeah. If you can't see where your bottlenecks are, but then you meet somebody who's damn good at systems and processes within the community, they're going to help you see those bottlenecks, right? Yeah. And so there is. It's almost like you're all each other's coaches, but then there's obviously people leading the front to bring the right people to place to get that all aligned. And I know that we're actually pretty damn good at that now from what we've
well, the cool thing,
gained over
the
last
thing about it is
several
the
years.
Fact that we've already invested probably $300,000 to $400,000, I would say, over the last 3 or 4 years in coaching and masterminds. I would say it's probably damn near, between Arte, Apex, Avenger, you know, some of the just one-off masterminds that we've flown to, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, we're a minimum of $300,000 deep.
Yeah.
So on average, basically $100,000 a year.
But yeah,
there was that 1 year, I think we spent roughly $200,000 when we were doing Arte and we were doing the Apex thing.
Yeah.
And so we've had some years where we spent close to $200,000 by the time you factor in travel, hotel rooms, stuff like that, outside of the cost of the groups. And so we've been able to form quite the network of individuals that are very good at what they do. And so if it's a problem that we can't necessarily solve or an issue that we can't bring value to, we know somebody that can bring value to it, and we plug
it's
you
true.
Into our network while we're building a network for you to ultimately have as well, that you get a tap into in the group. Hey, has anybody ever done this? How many times we see people? Do you guys prefer Kajabi or this?
Right.
Some people are like, oh, I like it's Kajabi, or whatever, like just weird one-off questions to where you don't have to spend the money and the time figuring out that that app or this way of doing it is shitty because you lean on the group and somebody in the group has been there, done that,
yeah.
especially when you're talking about a high volume group of people. But the idea, guys, is, you know, I mean, we could open this thing up and take 100, 200, 300, whatever members
right
off the bat. But that's really not what it's about. You know, we want to grow things and we want to do it right. The best way to do it is by, you know, small, tight knit, mm-hmm. creating a
higher level,
creating a high level community where each individual has the ability to get to know each individual. Because when you show up to a group and there's 200 people, it's really hard to get to know each person individually. Yeah. It's actually damn near impossible. Hell, you don't even know some of your employees' names. You know, so as you were alluding to, me neither. And somebody once did say, like, if you know 100% of your employees' names, then your company's not that big.
It's
not big enough. And so,
well, maybe, yeah, I don't think we're still small business, maybe, right? Because I don't know how do you determine what small, medium, or large business is? I don't know. Like, do you got to be on the Fortune 500 list before you're considered big?
I would.
Who cares? It doesn't matter.
It does to me, dude. I think we're middle medium. We're warming up, though. We're gonna get to that high level shit.
But we have learned a lot of shit this year too, though. Yeah. I mean, here's the deal: like, we're gonna be able to teach you guys a lot of shit that we have learned over the last few years. We'd built ads and pages and built our own leads before, but it was like back when Google Ads was like janky. We're figuring out it was pretty janky. It's like, we know how to build a pretty badass funnel now. We know how to build a course. We know how to put shit on Kajabi or go high level now. We know how we have the right resources to depending on what like quality you want to put out there, right? We know how to work with videographers and we know how to run a podcast. We're literally filming a whole course on a podcast right now. It's gonna be one of our digital assets. We'll continue to market throughout next year with some partnerships we're doing. You know, we know how to write a book. You know, we're gonna be writing the Real Business Owners book this year, but we're also like, I've written a book now and it was brutal, but now I've been writing the second one already. I'm like, this is easy, right? So it's like, man, we know how to do all these things now that we're gonna be able to show these people how to do.
In other words, these are all things Kel's talking about that does one thing, main thing, and it builds authority in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. You are the authority figure in your area for whatever it is that you're doing, or if you want to do nationwide thing, then cool, you could be the authority in whatever industry that you're in. Nationwide.
Bro, 5 years ago, we didn't know how to do shit on social media. Now, like, we know how to do some shit on social media. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Years ago, we didn't know shit about shit. We were just showing up cash.
We knew how to build a Google ad and throw a web page out, and it worked. Yeah. Like, you know, but we kind of stayed stuck for a little bit. And man, it's just crazy what we've learned the last few years. And I just know we're going to be able to bring a lot of value to the right people.
Yeah.
And we're going to be able to bring the right people to the right people. So and so I'm pretty stoked about it.
Yeah, I mean, at least you guys have an inside scoop on at least one of our 2022 goals that does include Real Business Owners in this company and what we're trying to, you know, turn it into, because we want to turn it into an ecosystem where 100% of people are evolving personally, and by personal evolution, you will evolve financially.
Yeah.
Right. And so we want to serve and we want to help, but unfortunately that comes at a cost. Throwing events aren't cheap, you know, mm-hmm. even if it's 30 or 40 people, you know, we've already talked about, you know, bringing in a high power speaker at each one, very, very private setting to where there's 30 or 40 people in a room and you're talking about speakers that, you know, cost $25,000 to $50,000 to fly in just to speak. At big events, usually you don't bring in those type of people unless you're selling 500 tickets at, you know, $200 to $500
right.
a piece.
And then that speaker comes out and does his inspiring stuff, and it's great. Yeah. But then you don't get any actual like
one-on-one time.
Stuff, Q&A, like sit down. Well, what do you do here? And so, man, we've just felt the
difference. We know where masterminds can bring value and where they're kind of lacking. Mm-hmm. And so we've been to enough of them and we can kind of take the pieces that we like and, you know, add some things that we feel as though that can bring value. And look, if that's something that you guys are interested in, you can go to realbusinessowners.com. You could check it out. The site.
We're rebuilding again, right now.
Just so you guys understand, it is December 14th as we're recording this. I know it's January, whatever. And so the site's not necessarily 100% live yet, but you can still put your name, phone number, and email in if you want to get notified when it's available.
Those are the first ones.
I really don't
give
a shit if you want to or not. It's up to you. If you're ready to invest into yourself and you're ready to go to the next level and you're ready to have a better network and surrounded by like-minded people, then great. Then it is probably something that you're going to want to do. And again, if you're not willing to invest into yourself, then that says a whole lot about your future. It just is what it is. And some people worry about the money aspect. Well, you probably don't have that type of money that it takes to invest into a mastermind because you haven't been investing into self-improvement or masterminds.
Yeah.
So if you don't have it today, you probably won't have it next year, and you won't have it next year and the next year and the next.
Yeah.
We, you know, this was a struggle for us to pull money out of our pocket to start investing into the unknown. What's going to happen, right? Like, I mean, we're just betting on ourselves. Let's put ourselves in some rooms with some good players, and let's see what comes of it, right?
It's designed to get you a little uncomfortable, right?
Exactly. So, you know, and I don't want to turn it into like a pitch fest or anything like that, because again, we don't need masses amounts of people or anything like that to join, because we're only looking for 30 or 40 people. But if you feel this emptiness in your heart, your soul, that there's something missing, it's probably because you're not continuing to surround yourself with people exactly like you. And you're a little bit different than everybody else that's around you.
In your current ecosystem.
In your current ecosystem. That's just a fact.
And I don't have many friends here in town, bro.
Anytime we fly in, even though it's kind of a pain in the ass to go fly in and do the mastermind thing, anytime you're flying home, you're just like, oh, you're revitalized. It's new energy. You're ready to attack and go on the offense when you get back to the office on Monday or whatever it is, right? And so it just breathes new life to you. It adds a little extra, you know, heartbeat or two per minute, you know, makes you run a little bit quicker when you're surrounded by those type of people. And so it's served us, and we feel as though that if something adds value to our life, we want to share that to other people, because we know where we've been. We know what we've had to go through to get where we're at. And we want to collapse time for individuals so they don't have to take 10 years to build what it took us to build, you know.
Exactly.
We can collapse time and help you do it, you know, in 5 years or 7 years or whatever it is, and save you, you know, time, effort, energy, stress. Then that's something that we definitely want to do. But really, in reality, guys, we've been bringing value to the table for the last 2.5 years. So if you're one of the people that just like to milk the podcast, milk old Kilo G's teat, T-Units teat for just good information, the podcast is always going to be here. We're going to be available. You can milk us for all we're worth on the podcast. But if you're looking for more one-on-one, you know, personal interactions with other high power players, and to get to know me and Kel a little bit more, you're going to want to submit your name, phone number, and email on realbusinessowners.com just to get the notification when it's live. Yeah. But again, fair warning, there will be an application to it. We're going to want to know your business. We're going to want to know your industry. We're going to want to know about you. Like, we just don't want to take anybody and everybody. And the reason that is because we need to be protective of the ecosystem and the environment that you're spending money to put yourself in. Yep. And if we just take on anybody and everybody, there's going to be a few sharks in the water, so to speak. And the idea is making an application process is really to start vetting people to make sure that when you walk into that room, you know you're around one just good, genuine-ass, authentic people that are also there to level up and serve the community, but also be served at the same time. So,
boom. Couldn't have said it better myself, man.
You probably could have. That was long-winded.
it was beautiful. So. But, I mean, really the message for this episode, you guys, is get intentional with your goals. Obviously, we started talking about one of our goals we're pretty passionate about. Yeah, we're excited about it.
So we just, like, run off for, like, 20 minutes and just start talking about it. Might as well just, hey, let's press stop and record episode 137, all mastermind.
But seriously, I mean, I don't know. I just want people to make the time to really get intentional with their goals this year. And
that's a way to invest in yourself. You're investing a little bit of time to try to find the best version of you and to have that compass that will keep you, you know, as focused as you possibly can. You're going to get off track a little bit. Yeah. Everybody gets off track in 12 months, but that compass should kind of hopefully bring you back to the trail.
So as we've been grinding out this last part of the year too, it's like, that's where a lot of my goals have come from. Like, oh man, now, you know, like it evolves, right? Like anything. So you might even add to it a little bit in the first little bit of the year. I mean, there's no rules, right? There's no rules to goal setting. I mean, you could be like, well, I set my goals in June.
Number one rule,
you know,
is
but,
to fucking set them.
Yeah.
Other than that,
exactly.
There's no other rules.
Exactly. Yeah. I've just felt the difference of it being super intentional, having a full year, having those targets, having it built like a map to what I want. And I hope some people do that and they report by next year. Like, dude, you know what? I felt the difference too, you know? So anyway, that's it, man. That's all I have for today. I don't know, Trev, you got anything else?
Yeah, write a fucking review. Share the shit. you know, do all the fun stuff that we always ask you to do. And other than that, you know, write your fucking goals down, you know, put them somewhere where you can see them, somewhere that basically is going to hold you accountable on a day-to-day basis. That gentle reminder to say, you're slacking, you know, I'm over here and I want to be reached, you know, goal number three. Other than that, guys, kick ass, have a good day. And some of y'all will see your ass in a mastermind.
That's right.
Real soon, baby. Other than that, what do you always say? Let's go.
Peace.